Tierra Santa en busca de nuevos caminos, dejando atrás mis amores. Ay, pero tengo que seguir con mi destino. Sembraré la semilla de la esperanza hasta encontrar un nuevo amanecer. Siempre recordándote, siempre añorándote, y te juro que algún día yo volveré.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Ryan Naragi and at Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR on the second floor of UBC's campus. Sound of the City, a show dedicated to all upcoming live shows. So I'll be promoting both local, international, big, small, whatever, all types of genres, all shows, live concerts that are going to be happening within the next week in and around Vancouver. So that said, let's get straight to the point. It's just past 10, a couple of minutes past 10, and I got a whole whack of variety of stuff as usual planned for you guys. This Tuesday, to begin with, this Tuesday we have the lovely Tori Amos. She'll be playing at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets for this one, pretty wide price range, but they are pretty pricey. It starts from $39 and you can buy it, and it goes till $90. And it's an all ages show though, which is always a good thing. You don't get a lot of those around. And yeah, you can buy tickets at Red Cat and Zulu. But let's check a song by Tori Amos, and then I'll be back with more information about love and life and everything else in between.
Don't you forget in my L F, don't you forget in my L F, don't you forget in my L F, don't you forget baby, I don't need your cash, so baby my baby, I'll be in the drinking, yeah, down your pine, you know.
the song was called Big Wheel, and we're gonna hear another one. It is called Bouncing Off Clouds. What you just heard was Tori Amos with Bouncing Off Clouds, and before that she had the song Big Wheel, and this was off her album American Doll Pose. I'm sure you highly enjoyed that music that you just heard, and sorry my volume mic was just a little bit low, I brought it back up. Yeah, once again, Tori Amos is playing at the Orpheum Theater Tuesday, December the 13th. Ticket prices range from $39 to $90. It's an all-ages show, and we can pre-buy tickets at Red Cat Zulu. I wouldn't recommend, I never recommend buying at the door because they're always more expensive and you never know if it's sold out or not. So Tori Amos this Tuesday, check her out. On Thursday, December the 15th, we have many good live shows, including Topless Gay Love Techno Party, which I'm sure many of you are if not all of you are familiar with. And I'm very, very happy to say we're going to have a member of one of the members of the Topless Gay Love on air with us in approximately 20 minutes. And I'm looking forward to talking to Mike. Have a quick chat with Mike about his upcoming show. But before I talk about his upcoming show, which is Topless Gay Love Techno Party, they're playing at the Rickshaw Theater the same night, Thursday, December 15th. Sweetheart, the band Sweetheart, plus Venice Queen and Floodlight and Secret Evolution. So that's four different bands: Sweetheart, Venice Queen, Floodlight, and Secret Evolution. Secret Revolution. Revolution. Okay, sorry, it's Friday morning. They're playing at the venue, and tickets are ridiculously cheap for all these upcoming bands. $10. You can buy tickets at ticketweb.com or, once again, by the door. But don't suggest that. Don't take my suggestion to buy by the door. This is a song by a band called Floodlight. It's called Cold Faces. Listen to this one, and we'll be back shortly with more music. And you're listening to Ryan at Sounds of the City Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. If you really, 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 really enjoy my show and you want to hear more of me, even though I come off air after 11 o'clock, I highly recommend you guys go on CITR.ca and subscribe to the Sounds of the City podcast. And my email is there. Feel free to drop an email or give me a call at the station at 602-604-822-2487 anytime you like, and I'd love to talk to you and give me any recommendations for any good concerts coming on, because there's like hundreds, honestly. When you count the independents, there are hundreds and hundreds of different bands coming along, and I have most definitely can't keep track of every single one of them. So if you can help me out, rock and roll. But this is Floodlight. They're gonna be playing. They're one of the four bands playing at the venue on Thursday. Check it out. All right, technical difficulties, but 1 second. Queens, what you just heard was Floodlight. They're going to be playing with Sweetheart, Venice Queen, and Secret Evolution at the venue club, nightclub on downtown Granville Street. Once again, tickets are only $10, and you can buy that at TicketWeb.com. That show is Thursday, December the 15th. But backtracking for one day, on this December the 14th, we have Vancouver's very own Kuta Pira, which I'm sure all you have heard, have seen them before, because they always play on the corner of their Wicked Jam Band that play on the corner of Granville and Robson pretty much all throughout summer. I've saw them there every time I went down there. And every time you go, there's like a whole huge, does that make sense? Sure, why not? A whole huge group of like 200 people just listen to them. And yeah, it is really, really fun. I highly recommend it. And honestly, I am not going to play anything other than a live version from them. So this is a jam session from Kuta Pira. Enjoy. And you're listening to Ryan Naragi on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll be right back.
You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This December at the Rio, you won't want to miss the Western Wilderness Committee presenting Naomi Klein live on Thursday, December 1st, saying no to pipelines and no to the tar sands, with Naomi Klein speaking live about the people-powered movement to stop tankers and pipelines right here in Vancouver. For some late-night fun, check out A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas in 3D. This special 3D offering will play for one night only, Thursday, December 1st. Running daily from the 1st until the 8th, catch Surviving Progress. Inspired by the bestseller, A Short History of Progress, Surviving Progress chronicles how past civilizations were destroyed by progress traps. Midnight movies at the Rio go down every Friday night, and features this month include Die Hard, Home Alone, The Nightmare Before Christmas, and Goodfellas. For more information on everything happening at the Rio Theater, check out their schedule at riotheater.ca/schedule.
Beyonce.
What?
Shea.
What?
Look.
Oh, yeah.
Calling all single ladies, independent women, and the guys who love them. Saturday, December 17th, Winnie Cooper presents Check These Grills at the Astoria Pub. It ain't nothing but a she thing, so expect femcies all night long, spinning your favorites from Lil to Lauren to Latifah. It's Check These Grills, Saturday, December 17th at the Astoria Pub. For more information, go to winniecooper.net. Check These Grills is proudly sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And you are back here with CITR, Rain on CITR. Sorry, just had a brain fart right there, 1 second. You're back here with CITR and Rain and Sounds of the City radio show. Every Friday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., I am on air promoting upcoming live music in town. Once again, both local and international, big, small, all sorts of different genres. And you can tune in and to listen, to find out what you want to go see within the next week, because I know there's so much out there, and there's so little time that you have amongst all your crazy lives, that you need somebody to balance it all out for you. And that's where I come in. I come in and I give you a selection of good music so you can listen to it all, and, you know, find out what you like, find out what you don't like, and then all of a sudden, bam, something hits you, and then you love it, and then you're like, oh, I have to go see it. And you're like, oh, thank you, Ryan, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to listen to that music. And yeah, once again, it's Friday morning. I'm always a little bit jittery on Friday mornings, you know, because I just have way too much coffee, and all of a sudden I just keep talking like this, and I can't stop talking like this because that's just the way I talk sometimes. Anyhow, I'll stop talking and I'll go back to my radio show. The song that you just heard was a jam session, a live jam session from a band called Kutapira. Kutapira, they're playing Wednesday, December 14th at the Cellar. Sorry, at the Cellar. They're playing next to, alongside a band called Heavyweight, Water Buffalo, and Tito Carré. Carré is spelled K-A-R-E. I just played you a jam session from Kutapira. The reason why I played you a jam session is because you know this band from all throughout summer. They pretty much played on the corner of Granville and Robson every single day. Some of the members, I think the percussionist is the same percussionist as for the band of the Boom Booms, and which just got second place in the Peak Performance Project. Well known now. Yeah, so they played, Kutapira played every day, and I had to play you just a live jam session that they had on Granville Street. And yeah, it's really wicked times. I hope you check them out. They're playing at the Cellar Wednesday, December 14th. But carrying on, I am very, very happy to announce I'm going to be asking Michael Schindler to call us on air in a second, and we're going to have like a little brief chat with him about his upcoming show and his upcoming life. And by upcoming life, I mean the news in his life. But he's the singer for Topless Gala of Techno Party. And this is a song called Club Danga. Club Banga. Once again, Topless Gay Love is playing Thursday, December the 15th at the Rickshaw. They're playing alongside the Gay 90s. Tickets are only $15, and you can buy it at Red Cat and Zulu. Okay, I'm running out of breath here. I'm going to play you a song and then try to catch my breath. Maybe I need coffee. Or something like that. Anyhow, this is Club Banger on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
down too.
We don't need drugs for what we're gonna do.
Well, I've had too much and I won't get it up for you.
We don't need lights for what we're gonna do.
Hands up and down, and I think you should come down too.
We don't need drugs.
Wow, you just heard Club Banger by Topless Gay Love Techno Party. And dude, if you could see me on the air right now, I was dancing around constantly for the past 5 minutes. And actually, listeners, I am very, very happy to have here with us on air, and I'm hoping I can hear his voice. Mike, can you hear me from the underworld?
I can hear you from the underworld.
Mike, you can hear me. Welcome. You're listening. Everybody's listening to CITR 101.9 FM and on the Sounds of the City radio. I'm happy to have Mike here with us on air from Topless Gay Love Techno Party. Dude, I was going to talk about you and introduce you, but since you're on air, why don't you do that yourself?
Well, my name is Mike. I'm in a band called Topless Gay Love Techno Party.
I think we already knew that.
Coming up on December 15th, and I'm happy to be on air here.
Awesome. What do you do? What's your role on Topless Gay Love? And give us a brief about how the band formed and your role in it. That'd be lovely.
The band formed a few years ago, actually, in Scotland, in Glasgow. Me and the female vocalist in the band, Donna. And we moved back to Vancouver. We're both from here. And met up with some other friends and kind of just started this sort of collective band.
Do you guys ever you consider yourself from, because your website says you're from Glasgow, but
we started there, yeah.
So you guys as a band, you consider yourself originally from Scotland then?
Well, I guess we're just maybe more like musical roots and stuff there, yeah.
What are your musical roots? Because I've been to your live shows, and honestly, for me, it was more just a jam-packed, incredible dance experience, and I couldn't really remember what it was. But I just knew I got moved. So maybe if I had to put it in words,
it's a bit of a spectacle.
So what are your musical roots in your music?
I think we're...
And I know that's a pretty harsh thing. Like, I know, especially today in modern days, if you want to generalize music into words, it's really hard to do.
I think we consider ourselves kind of like electropop. I think we describe ourselves as kind of slap pop. It's hard to describe. It's like electro, but it's got lots of like organic instrument roots, you know, with guitars. And like, we're a 7-piece band, so... there's no backing tracks. There's no, there's lots of room for improvisation.
Actually, I was going to ask a whole bunch of philosophical questions, but I have one really important question that I wanted to ask, which was, once again, seeing your performance, you must admit that you're pretty insane. And by insane, I mean that in a good way. It's a pretty crazy show.
Yeah.
It's a pretty crazy show.
Fair enough.
How are you guys normal? Are you guys normal in your daily lives, or are you always like that? Because it's just...
We're totally crazy all the time.
Okay, that might make a little bit more sense, because the show.
I think our whole point in our live shows is to try to really like give something to the audience. You know, I think we're all really bored with bands that just get on stage and just kind of like dance a little bit and
exactly
play their instruments and then leave. You know, and we feel like there's no sense of entitlement for us. So when we play, we want to really give something. Like, you paid to come see our show, you're going to get like a real experience out of this. You know,
exactly. Well. I'm kind of hoping to just trying to, you know, smush myself in the guest list, so to say, but I will donate in buying CDs, so to say. But that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, entertainment has become this whole, that you create this big stage where the bands go on stage and the audience is here, and there's usually 20 bouncers in between separating everybody from one another.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, dude, that's not fun anymore. Like, what happened to all
the... Yeah, well, we've been really inspired by a few bands, like, I'm a huge Monotonic fan, and so I don't love their albums quite so much, but their live show is, like, incredible, and they really get involved with the crowd and put on a spectacle, and same kind of with, like, Dan Deacon or Richard Coyne or those kind of bands. So I think we take a little bit from that, and I think part of it is just, I think it's kind of, like, innate in us that we really want to, like, kind of rock out and spaz and freak out on stage. And then along with that, we like to have props and visuals and dancers and glitter, and just so it's a complete sensory experience, you know?
Yeah. Usually musicians, in my opinion, every type of music has a particular message, or the musicians want to say something. If you could turn that into words, what would the message of your music be for the people?
I think we're just about kind of like, we like to create free spaces. So if that's like listening to our music or being at our shows, you know, we want that hour or hour and a half or whatever to be a completely free space. So you can be who you want, you can be what you want, whatever you want to do. You don't have to be straight or gay or guy, girl, black, white. It's just like, you can be yourself and go completely nuts and do whatever you want. And you can walk out there feeling sweaty and rejuvenated and with glitter stuck all over your body, you know?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into what happened that night with me, but
yeah.
It was a good time. So what's next on the horizon after this show? What's next on the horizon for Topless Gay Love?
We've got this show. We just finished our first album, which I'm really proud about, actually. It's taken us about 2 years to do. And it's basically finished tracking, and we're just waiting. We're probably going to get it mixed in January and then hopefully releasing it in the spring. And then lots of stuff coming with that.
So. Are you going to take it on an international tour, perhaps, maybe?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So.
Europe?
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. So I think basically right now we've been totally just hunkered down working on this album for the last, you know, months. We've been really, really working crazy all summer and up until now. So
exactly how many years
once we kind of get that out of our system, then we'll be planning the next kind of moves and stuff. So
exactly how many years have you guys been playing in Vancouver?
We've been playing in Vancouver since 2009. So as
pretty well-established local musicians here, what advice do you have for other... Because CITR is a community-based radio, and a lot of independent and local people and organizations listen to us. What advice do you have for upcoming musicians that are trying to get their name known out there?
I would say, one, if you're trying to...
Did I put you on the spot?
A big thing for us is that we want to make our show is like an experience. So it's not like we just play. I think one thing is not playing too often. And when you do play, make sure you make it really good and like put a lot into it so that people walk out. Like we promote our own shows here. We kind of put them on ourselves because we want them to be like our experience that we're giving to everyone, you know? So it's a lot different than us just kind of like jumping on a bill with a bunch of bands and playing, you know? So I think a big thing for us that we've been trying to kind of cultivate in Vancouver, especially because it is our hometown, you know, is that like, especially in our hometown with the people that support us, we really want to give back and like make it a really special night for everyone. So I think that's a big thing. And I would say a lot of like any of the like very limited success that we've had has been due to us really wanting to culminate or cultivate like a real special experience for our hometown fans, you know, because they're the ones at the end of the day that totally support us and kind of have grounded us and helped us do whatever we've done, you know. So.
Well, I wouldn't call your success limited. I mean, after all, like professional radio stations, including myself, are bringing you on air. That can't be limited, right?
Well, it's very much appreciated. Thank you. Yeah,
Jesus Christ. I'm trying to get some rep around here. Jesus Christ.
No, it's really great. Yeah,
this is
I
actually, I have a one last question from you. This is actually a question directly more towards you than your seven-piece band. I am always interested to know when in your life did you know, or what was that defining moment or story that you knew that you were going to become, this is it, like music is what I'm supposed to be doing in my life. I want to be a musician.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like everyone has that moment like, oh, I saw this performance by this guy and I was like, no, that's it. Like, it was mind-blowing. Or was it more of a gradual thing for you?
I think it's totally gradual, to be honest. Like there's always that kind of dream you have that you want to do this, you know? But I think the point in your kind of like psychology or whatever, when you actually make the switch and say, I'm a musician, I think that's a really big step for any individual to actually say, you know, instead of saying, I'm someone that plays music, you know? And it's a hard one to pin down. I think, like, to be honest, over the last year or so is kind of when I've come to terms with the fact of calling myself a musician. And it's mostly been due to creating this album, because it's one thing to just be able to get on stage and go nuts, but to be able to really organize and put together a full album was a really big feat for us. And I think for us, especially, or for me especially, was putting the album together in a way that really shows or kind of conveys what our live show is like. So I feel like this album, when it comes out, everyone will kind of be like, because it'll feel like a live show in a sense. You know, it'll have that same energy and stuff. So.
You sound like a humble man. What is the name? What is the name of your next album? Of your album?
Oh, it's a big, big top secret.
Okay, we'll keep it. But
you'll be the first to know.
Exactly,
sure.
I was going to say, can you keep me special? I like being special. So when you do know, give me a heads up. I'll announce it on there.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll send you a teaser or something, taste of it.
Sweet. I'll play it on air. And what else I'm going to play on air right now is a song by Danger Love from you guys. I'm assuming this is going to be on the new album as well?
Yeah, that'll be on the new album, and we'll be playing that on this Thursday at the Rickshaw.
Sweet, this Thursday at the Rickshaw. Hopefully I'll see you there. Mike, thank you so much for calling in. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Awesome, man. Have a good one. And ladies and gentlemen, listen to the song Danger Love by Topless Gay Love Techno Party here at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, man.
I wanna see those eyes that you gave me that night. So inquisitive, so inquisitive. I wanna see those eyes that you gave me that night. So inquisitive. but with no sound and no speech, darling. Just a feeling, and there's nothing as sweet as when you're learning to speak to me, but with no sound and no speech, darling. Just a feeling, I wanna see those eyes.
What's even better than a one-room party? WinnieCooper.net's multi-room Christmas party and Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada benefit with special guests Ono Yoko, Villa Kula, The Gay 90s, Velociraptor and Inherent Vices, Teen Days and Wobangs. All proceeds from the WinnieCooper.net multi-room Christmas party will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Canada. Covers at the door, and for any more information, check out WinnieCooper.net.
Time.
Guys, what you have been listening to is music from the lovely Topless Gay Love Techno Party, a Scotland/Vancouver-based band. Approximately 5 minutes ago, we just had Mike Schindler from Topless Gay Love call in on air, and we had a nice, quick 5-minute chat with him, which was really lovely. If, in case you missed it and you signed in late on our airwaves, please go on CITR.ca and subscribe to our podcast, and I'll put the podcast up right after I'm done the show, so you can re-listen to it and enjoy some good music. And hey, if you've missed the first half of the show, you don't know what's going to happen this week, so you need to know your upcoming shows. So listen up to me. Speaking of upcoming shows, we still have a few more left. But wait, I forgot to mention one thing. We just listened to 3 songs by Topless Gay Love. The one that we just heard was called My Five, and funny enough, for the first time, it's like my second time listening to this song. For the first time, I realized that I think it's about Rogers Telecommunications phone network. It's about your MyFi plan, where you have free, you have unlimited calling for 5 of your friends, and it's about someone not making the best out of this unlimited calling. Call your 5 friends. Don't forget that. Call your 5 friends. The song before that was Danger Love. And the song before that was Club Banger. That's from Topless Gay Love Techno Party, and they're playing this Thursday, December 15th, alongside the Gay 90s at the Rickshaw. You can buy at the Rickshaw Theater on Main and Hastings. And don't let the Main and Hastings things fool you. The venue is wicked. Tons of airspace, great vibes, great band. What more could you want? Great bands. What more could you want? Tickets are $15, and you can pre-buy your tickets at Red Cat or Zulu. But I still have a couple more concerts to announce before I run off and go join the sunshine. Well, at least it was sunny. I don't know. I'm in a box right now. It might have gotten snowy in the past hour. But, sorry. But it should still be sunny. Where was I? Yes. Also on Thursday, I know it can be very confusing. I just gave you 3 different shows on Thursday, but you got to choose one. This Thursday, Streetlight Manifesto and Real Big Fish, they will be playing at the Vogue Theater. Tickets for that show is only $36 and northerntickets.com. My roommate Ben, who is who's probably my own, I call him the ska guru, because he knows all the guru people all the ska people. He's a guru in the ska world of stuff, because he knows all the major ska bands there were. And last time when I spoke about Streetlight Manifesto, he sent me a text message saying that these bands, this is what the definition of ska king is. And all right, buddy, ska king, you want ska king? Here it is. I'm going to play you a song by Streetlight Manifesto from their album Everything Goes Dumb. Sorry, Everything Goes Numb with an N, N-U-M-B. And the song I'm going to play for you is If and When We Rise. And we're CD2. That's CD2. And oh, that's the music. Here you are on Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan.
Miserable. I honestly hope not. I can only hope. There's doors always open. Realize the fall. It always means something I don't know. Oh. Wait, just keep this a secret. I can tell there's something wrong. I don't wanna stay.
All right, we had a major malfunction. Sorry, that was not apparently the Streetlight Manifesto that I had planned to play for you guys today. My bad. Oops, sorry. Some days shit just happens, and today was definitely some day. So how about we listen to a song called We Will Fall Together by Streetlight Manifesto, and then you can forgive me for this little mess up that I just did, eh? 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 I love you guys too.
Victims of the street can only live when we've been free. And I'm alive. we fall, we will fall together. No one will catch us, and we'll catch ourselves. And when we run, we will run forever. No one will understand what we meant.
Awesome. All right, the song we just heard right now, and we're just finishing to hear, is We Will Fall Together by Streetlight Manifesto. I will keep my promise, because I did say I will play a song by them. It's called If and When We Rise Again. I was supposed to play a little bit earlier, but then there was some little minor technical difficulties. And by minor technical difficulties, I mean instead of playing CD3, I accidentally pressed CD2. Two, three. It can look quite alike on a Friday morning. So sorry about that. But as I said, If and When We Rise Again will be played for you in just 1 second by Streetlight Manifesto. But before I play that for you, I would like to say I love you, I'll miss you, but I'm going to be gone for a whole week. And tune in next Friday at 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. to check out to see what's going to be happening around the city within the next week. Live upcoming shows, Sounds of the City, a show dedicated to promoting live shows in and around town. Local, international, big, small, DJ, well, live DJs. There are many of them out there, and I think they need much more support. Next Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with your host, Ryan, on CRTR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I want to play you Streetlight Manifesto now, and then when you come back, it won't be me anymore. It'll be the lovely, lovely Jason Chang, if I pronounce his last name correctly, but he's going to come in studio in 1 second and he's going to kick my ass for pronouncing his last name incorrectly. Anyhow, here is Streetlight Manifesto with If and When We Rise Again. Until next time, stay safe, take it easy. Mad love. Cheers.